On this week's episode of the Minnesota Rundown, we talk about how Mother's Day has turned into a social media holiday. We talk about Earl Thomas getting caught having an orgy with his brother. We talk Twitter Idiot of the Week. Baseball is back July 4th, as well as a little bit of hockey talk. And the fishing opener, all here on the Minnesota Rundown.
Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. It is the week of May 12th. I actually just realized this. I kind of forgot about it, but it's actually my birthday on May 13th, Wednesday.
Your birthday is yeah. Wednesday. Tomorrow, nice.
I'm gonna party hard, I guess.
Get blackout drunk.
Okay. Get blackout drunk, quarantine drunk. Gonna sneak into a bar, maybe have some fun, you know, see what's going on.
Bars in North Dakota are open again, so Jake, we might have to discuss weekend plans, and for the first time in a while, people have said I'm gonna take a vacation to North Dakota. So credit to North Dakota for figuring out tourism.
Yeah, now they did. I mean everything else is closed now, and North Dakota is pretty much wide open at this point. This is like the time for them to make a shit ton of money, a shit ton of tourism money.
Yeah.
And maybe show some people that, oh, maybe this state has some value. Maybe I'll actually come back here even when everything opens up. Maybe this is a nice, peaceful state to get my vacation
I went to school there, guys. Catch a hockey game. It's an experience. I know there's probably a lot of Gopher fans listening, but if they play the Sioux at home, when the Sioux are at home, that could be a fun series to go to. You know, you might get in a bar fight. You might see the Gophers get swept, but it's a good time, and there's a lot of fun stuff to do up there. So
I think we definitely,
North Dakota.
I think the take would definitely have to go up there. Whenever North Dakota plays the Gophers again, whether it's down at the U or up in Grand Forks, I think
we'll be there.
Up there.
We promise
we'll have to be there.
As long as fans are allowed to be there, we'll be there.
Right. And another thing, too, this past week, and speaking of another big day, it was also Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I said I love you to my mom. I gave her a hug and everything, and I was up north with the family, so I think that was the biggest gift that she said, is just having her boys with her and stuff like that. And you know, that was it. You know, I didn't go off, you know, making a paragraph's essay's worth of a social media post showing,
yeah,
I don't know who, that you love your mom. Just tell her that you love her.
Well, that's what cards are for, man. Put it in a fucking card like everyone else, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
The most millennial way to celebrate a holiday is by, instead of telling your mom in person, just posting it on Instagram and Facebook so that everyone knows you love your mom.
If you ask that person, like, yeah, man, why can't you just tell your mom in person? I did. Then what in the fuck was the point of posting it on social media?
Yeah, then why did I have to know?
It's like who are you showing your other friends that you love your mom, and what is this, a competition? That's just what it looks like to me. Like, I don't care.
I love my mom more than you love your mom, Jake. So take that. I got 200 likes. You got 50. My mom must be more loved than your mom.
I can write bigger words than you in my paragraph of how much I love my mom. It's just a constant. It's just like a damn South Park episode.
It's a social media holiday. Yeah. That's the best way to say it. It's like all those stupid other holidays that got created because of social media, like Siblings Day or Happy Dog. I swear to God, National
Happy
Dog
Cat
Day is
Happy
like
Dog Day
10 days out of the year. And Siblings Day falls 3 days out of the year. National Beer Day falls. Who's in charge of these holidays?
Yeah.
And can we get it down to just one day? Because I'm so fucking sick of seeing it on Instagram every other day. Happy National Siblings Day. Me and my brother always send a text on the three National Siblings Days out of the year and say, hey, bro, Happy National Siblings Day. I'm not going to be stupid and post this on Instagram. And the other person always responds, yeah, Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, you better not either. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's weird. There's all those social media holidays.
Now Mother's Day is one.
Yeah, Mother's Day is one. Now it's too bad because Mother's Day is a legit holiday. We know what day it lands on, unlike these other holidays where we don't know when the hell the days are. It's just someone sparks a hashtag one day. National Siblings Day, wasn't this just last week? No, yeah. Bitch, it's happening again. It's
no,
happening
I
again.
Said it's happening again. The last
it's
one
happening
was,
again.
That one was wrong.
That one was wrong. So
that
this was, week
that,
it's
that was
real.
A fraud. Yeah, it's real now.
So it's too bad that Mother's Day has turned into this social media holiday. And nothing again. If you're listening to this and you want to get triggered, first off, if you're triggered, send us some hate mail.
Yes, 10,000takes@gmail.com. We're trying to make hate email a thing again. So
yeah,
please.
Definitely. And
we'll get a response within a few hours. We're pretty good about that.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm hoping we do get some hate mail. But again, it's like we're not bashing anybody's credibility that you don't love your mom. But I just get sick of seeing my feed filled up with, I love my mom this much on this Mother's Day. I just want to give thanks to my mom. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Now, what I have to say is, I guess for a mom out there, if your kids are tagging you on Facebook and Instagram and you're like, there's no need for that, that's one thing. But at least you weren't Earl and Seth Thomas's mom last weekend. She had to have had the worst Mother's Day of all time because her kids were just plastered all over the news. And especially when news like this drops in a pandemic, it's like, sweet, there's something to talk about. So for those of you who didn't hear the story last week, a former NFL player, I think he might be retired. I don't know.
Yeah. Whenever.
Yeah. Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Was caught having an orgy with his brother and four other chicks. So his wife didn't know where he was, and she had a feeling maybe he'd be cheating. She logged into his Snapchat account and looked up his location through that, I guess, and found out he was at some Airbnb. So what she did she got a badass gang of bitches to load up on weapons. I guess a few had baseball bats. She had a handgun. So she had a gun that there was no magazine in. They pulled up, busted through the door. There's Earl and Seth with, you know, four baddies in a bed. And I don't know what happened beyond there, but I can't imagine it was pretty. The only downside is that we found out later that there was one bullet in the chamber. That could have been bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, you go in there and threatening if she wanted to like scare him and pull the trigger just to scare him.
Like a click, like you see in the movies
click,
where you're like,
all
right, I'll
like
never
a click
cheat again.
Just to freak him out. Or she was freaking out and accidentally pulled the trigger and shot him. Like, that could have ended really bad.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just stupid. I mean, it all ends there. And it's just a pathetic story.
And pour one out for the guy in Tiger King. I mean, we should have learned from his mistake. Just because there's no mag in the gun doesn't mean there's not a bullet in the chamber. I mean, I feel like we should have learned from Tiger King here.
We should have learned. Everybody should have watched.
That guy who accidentally shot himself is just because there's not a mag doesn't mean there's not a bullet in the chamber.
Exactly. It's common sense gun safety, but apparently not a lot of people have that in this country.
And now the gun activists are going to take that to the bank.
I know. Exactly. This makes us crazy for everybody now. I mean, this goes full circle. This makes Earl Thomas and his family look bad. And now people that like guns are going to be the gun activists are going to go mad with this one. It's just going to go crazy. I mean, this is the crap that makes America look stupid. Yeah. Like, why? You're a former NFL player, man. You obviously probably have some money. I mean, just be smart with your life, man.
Well,
I mean,
why couldn't
go on buying a bunch of bitches and sitting like, come on.
They really, I'd imagine a Airbnb that Earl Thomas can afford is not cheap.
No.
I'd assume there was at least one other fucking location that they could have used, yet they decided to do the same bed. So that makes me question.
That made no sense to me. Yeah, the same bed thing.
What pandemic has had on the orgy community is effect. Maybe there's more members of it now that people have needed to get a little more creative in the bedroom. Apparently bringing in your brother is the new bit. So
yeah, that's just, I mean, yeah. Okay. He's a former NFL player, has the money. Why are you, that is okay. If you're going to pull off an orgy and cheat on your girlfriend or wife, whatever, why the hell are you in the same bed as your brother trying to do that? Like, that's just, I mean, they better have been intoxicated there. I mean, there has to be some sort of reasoning.
Yeah. There has
that.
To be some sort of justification because,
but I still don't know if you can justify that.
No.
Like, yeah, dude, let's get in the same bed.
Yeah, under no circumstances should you want to get in the same brother with your bed or in the same bed with your brother. I don't care how many girls are there. I don't care about the ratio. That doesn't change anything. There could have been 100 women in there.
That's weird, man.
But if you're in the same bed as your brother, naked, doing stuff to women, that's fucked up, in my opinion.
I'm just glad this didn't happen with a former Minnesota athlete because I think we've already gotten a lot of flack for things like this, you know, like, what was it, Party Boat back in 2005. Yeah.
One of the former Vikings players we interviewed said that's the – or I think Mike Tice was like, that's the one thing that's off limits. We're not going to talk about the Love Boat.
And Love Boat, yeah. And I totally understand it. I mean, I think everything's been said about that. I'm just glad we our reputation with having – dealing with some of those issues, I'm just glad this did not happen with a former Viking player, a former Minnesota player. Yeah, because that's just a ridiculous story. I mean, you have a ridiculous amount of money, man. You're a former NFL player. You got to have some more smarts than that, man. I mean, come on. Like, if you're going to get caught and have a story about that, this didn't need to be a story, actually. I think the biggest reason that this became like the tabloid story as it was because he was in the same bed with his brother.
Yeah, and that's what makes it funny. If it was a classic cheating story, it's like, headline, NFL player cheats on wife. It's
nothing new.
Yeah, just throw it in with the daily stocks.
Yeah, throw it in the daily stuff. Not going to get thrown around. Now his name's just being associated with not only did he have orgy cheat on his wife,
also,
and the wife could have killed him, he's in the bed with his brother. I mean, come on, man.
I would imagine, too, this was the first big news about any player that's dropped since, I mean, the draft or, you know, anything like that. So you got to think that journalists were like hungry dogs fighting over a piece of meat with this one. So he probably got double the exposure considering – he made big news in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. When everything's quiet, nobody's out doing stuff.
It's hard to fuck that up during a quarantine, but Earl Thomas figured it out. So
yeah. It's like, dude, you just ruined it for your, it's like, come on, man. I mean, it's just, you want to talk to these people and just, I mean, what are you thinking, dude? I mean, this, especially now the stuff's going to get out in the middle of this pandemic when everything's slow. So that's just spread like wildfire.
Oh yeah. This was a big story.
You make yourself like a complete idiot. And speaking of the shift gears here, speaking of complete idiots, you know, we have again, our Twitter idiot of the week now, I think at least six weeks running now.
It's
easy content. You find it everywhere. There are so many dumbasses and idiots on Twitter. It's ridiculous. I know, Jack, that you definitely had something involving the I'm blanking. What it was? Oh yeah, it was on the power trip morning show.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, so as you guys know, Power Trip Morning Show, one of the most iconic radio shows in the nation in terms of ratings, viewership, loyalty, you know, people really love this shit. And we're big fans of not only KFan, but the Power Trip Morning Show. So we had a famous situation here where I have to go back and find it. But basically, one guy, so our friend Jace Frederick at the Pioneer Press wrote an article about how the KFan's Power Trip Morning Show has been able to deliver content even in the midst of nothing to report. Yep. Exactly. Just like us, you know, I would agree we're doing just as good of a job.
Yeah.
But so what happened was some guy responded to it, right? And he said, oh, weird, the Power Trip actually talking about sports? Mm-hmm. And then this fucking idiot responds by saying, let me just find it.
Idiots.
The morning show is like Beavis and Butthead. It's pull my finger humor that only survives because there's no competition. Okay, buddy, competition. What about Dave Ryan in the morning?
Yeah.
How about
there's competition, like there's the half-ass morning show on 93X.
That's a very prominent morning show. Very that prominent. One's area.
Very funny. You got the guy on 92.5, you know, KQRS, Classic Rock.
How about competition, a pandemic? People aren't driving anymore. People don't have to listen to the radio every morning. Maybe consider what's happening in the world as competition.
Exactly.
So naturally, the take defended our friends there at KFan and said this guy P is sitting down. I still think that's true today. So
it's like, and why are you listening? You obviously are listening enough to get enough an idea to write about it. Like, why do you keep listening? And first of all, I want to say, I take Beavis and Butthead as a compliment. Beavis and Butthead is I watched that stuff growing up. That is genius comedy. It's funny and it's hilarious. So you know what? That stuff, that's great. I wouldn't take that as an insult if I was listening as a Power Trip Morning Show. They'd be like, great. I mean, I'd like to be compared to Beavis and Butthead.
And whoever said pull my finger humor is a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
pull my finger humor has existed since the, you know, the Stone Age. Fuck.
Exactly. And the Power Trip guys are perfect for that.
Yeah.
And then they mix sports into it. And it's like they always do. Obviously, he doesn't listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
And this goes like all shows on KFAN and everything. I know people that some Wisconsin friends who are either from Wisconsin, they live here, or they come here once in a while, or family, and they listen to KFAN maybe one time, and they make a judgment on one segment, on one show that they've heard. Yeah, that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Barrero doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, one, you're not a Minnesota guy, so you're not going to care about what they say.
Yeah.
Two, how many – do you listen to them often? Do you have a nice survey sample if you want to use some very fancy terms?
Yeah, you can't go much, off one.
Yeah. And it's like they usually be like, no, I mean, I wouldn't listen to that. Okay, then why are you basing your opinion off one show, man? I guarantee you this guy probably listened one morning, and he's like, oh, they're talking about sports once. Dude, they talk about sports all the time, man.
Yeah,
what,
and
what are you listening
to? Are they supposed
to
talk about – are they supposed to talk about the sports that aren't happening right now? Like,
yeah, what?
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, the fact that they're still talking about sports is great, too. I mean, there's not a lot going on, and they're talking about sport. I mean, it's just asinine. It's just dumb. The lengths that people go to have these thoughts. Okay. Mm-hmm. We all have dumb thoughts, whatever. It's just the point of actually thinking that these thoughts are smart, that they're smart enough that you're going to tweet it out and put it out to the public to read that. Meaning you think people are going to like this and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, that's just a dumbass thought.
Yeah.
And going off from that, I also saw a very dumb tweet, very big idiot on Twitter.
And this was a idiot.
Big Twitter idiot, another Twitter idiot of the week. So this was Mike Russo just came out with an article. The big Minnesota Wild guy covers everything hockey in Minnesota.
Friend
of 10,000 Takes came on the Soda Stream. I mean, be looking in the near future for his interview to be out, uploaded on YouTube and also the Modcast.
Yep.
You can listen back to it. But anyway, yeah, so he wrote an article about the idea of the NHL possibly coming back if they do return in the summer, they'll have certain hub cities where coronavirus isn't as prominent. And Minnesota is definitely one of those cities. But there was a quote from Devin Dubnyk in the article stating that, that he thinks the NHL's hub city idea is a lot of work. And wouldn't it be very convenient for a lot of players to go somewhere for a few weeks and then have to go back home, 'cause that's when the season would be, or go to a hub city, leave their families, blah, 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 blah. And a guy responded to this, of course, replied to Russo's tweet about this article with Devin Dubnyk's quote. And he said, imagine being as privileged as an NHL player and it being too inconvenient for you to go away for a few weeks to do your job where you make countless millions of dollars doing what you love. Incredible, isn't it? And Russo, and this is what I was thinking this, Russo tweeted back, and this is kind of what everybody was probably thinking. He stated his wife could have died last year if he hadn't walked in from a road trip at that exact second, and then she went through a major two-month health scare and surgery where he needed to be there for his three kids. Your tweet is actually what's incredible. And that's what I was thinking when I first read that, before I even saw Russo's reply. I'm like, dude, the wife's – he almost died, or his wife almost died. Like, cut him some slack. He's talking about from a family perspective. You know, he's not bringing in – yeah, they make millions of dollars and all that stuff, but there's more into it than just what this guy tweeted. It's like, dude, you're a complete dumbass for thinking this. It's like you're not even thinking straight. The people that even put this stuff out there is just asinine.
Yeah, people just don't think that before they tweet. I mean, we all do it, but some of us do it worse, and that's what happened here. But while we're talking kind of on the up and up about sports coming back, baseball is coming back on July 4th. Yes. Finally,
just something to watch. I don't think there'll be any fans. I think that's what I heard.
There won't be fans, and that's going to be really interesting because Dick Bramer said, if there's not fans, I'm basically screwed, because he likes to announce with the windows open, and they're totally going to be able to hear his voice from the field. So, you know, it'll be kind of interesting to see how media people adjust to this, but
– definitely. It'll be weird just seeing it on TV and just to be able, you know, not seeing anybody in the – ballpark. It's going to be like almost like it's a batting practice or a
scrimmage. It's going to look like a Cleveland Indians game, you know, during the regular time of year. So
right, or you know, a Kansas City Royals game most of the time.
Tampa Bay Rays, they're pretty bad attendance.
Yeah, their Tropicana Field. Well, just essentially, it won't be anything. Like, I know it's like kind of a shot at some of these teams, but it literally won't feel any different for some of these teams. You know, like, you got to think about Tampa Bay. It's going to be an empty stadium.
They're going to lose They're going to lose 16 fans that they could have had if it weren't for coronavirus.
Oh, that's so too bad. They're going to be financially hurt from that. That key revenue, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that'll be really weird. It'll be kind of interesting if there was a situation where Dick Bramer did say something or some broadcaster around the league, quite frankly, because I can't really see Dick Bramer saying something, you know, too brash or too rude that a player could hear and get mad about it. But I can definitely see a story coming out where an announcer says something or a broadcaster says something a little too harsh that a player he actually hears, and he starts – tweeting at the broadcaster or something, and there's some big tweet war going on.
Oh yeah,
and that would
he
be
said
fun.
It's like happened before feud. So I guess it's happening again.
Yeah, a little feud
circumstances.
Now you have 30, now you have like literally the chances are greater because now you're gonna have, you know, whatever 15 ballparks or there's 30 teams, so it could happen around 30 different teams now.
Well, and what else is interesting is that if the first day is going to be on the 4th of July, what is this going to do for the viewership of the hot dog eating contest?
I mean, Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, well, and, you know, ranking up there are some of the best competitive eaters, that big guy from China as well as Bubba. You know, what does this do for guys like them? Because that's their day of the year. You know, everyone gets their day. They share it with America's birthday, which, you know, which I think makes the 4th of July even better. But now that everyone's going to be watching opening day baseball, you know, what does that do for competitive eaters? I'd be pissed.
Yeah, they were looking forward to this. I think they were looking forward to this kind of this quarantine to kind of the show that their sport can be popular and make the mainstream, be in the mainstream along with the other six major sports out there in America or in the world. And they were going to use this opportunity, but now Major League Baseball is coming back. It just rips that heart out from them. Well, and I think so Bubba's going to be upset. I think he's going to be like, competitive eating is the best sport out there.
Yeah.
And no one's going to be watching it as much.
Is baseball season going to have to go all the way through like the winter time now? Is like, because their season is typically 8 months.
I mean, what is it, like April, June? Yeah, about 6 months or
April,
so.
April to October.
Mm-hmm. So it's about 6 months.
6 months, so. Unless they scrunch it and play out. I mean, imagine if we had the World Series on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But, I mean, that would only work for a team that's either inside a stadium, which is only Tampa Bay, or if we're down south somewhere, Arizona or California. So
maybe like,
if they did that and, like, a team like Minnesota made it, honestly, I don't see how they would do that unless the weather was very mild or moderate, which in Minnesota you can't predict that.
Yeah, they could have it in Florida or California.
Move it, but that would suck because if they're in the World Series, the one year they're in the World Series in our lifetime, they're not even playing in their home stadium, or we can't even think about buying a ticket.
It would be almost like a third party thing, like the Super Bowl or the national championship.
Yeah, it would feel weird. Yeah. I mean, we're used to that with other sports, obviously, like football and stuff. But I mean, it's. That's the thing about, you know, like the NHL, MLB, you know, you get to feel that home field advantage and being your home city supporting your team in a championship. And that would be weird. I don't know. I thought I heard something that they'll cut down on games, obviously, maybe down to a 100 game season. But even if you do that, it's still, I mean, the World Series would still be November,
time crunch. December. Yeah. Which that could be interesting maybe. And speaking of Christmas Day, the Vikings and Saints are going to be playing on Christmas Day along with the NBA. So I think this will be the first ever time in football that we'll not only see a Friday night game, but it's going to be on Christmas Day. So I guess that's a big fuck you to the NBA. I mean, the NBA was usually a Christmas Day bit, but now I guess football is like, nah, we have a reason, thanks to coronavirus, to put a game during that day. So we're going to do it.
Well, it's Christmas. Is it on a Friday?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it's a Friday. But yeah, I mean, the NFL doesn't care. I think more people, I mean, if it's Green Bay and you said it's Green Bay and Minnesota, right?
Yeah, December 25th, a Friday. It'll be the Saints and Vikes.
Saints and Vikes. But still,
great matchup.
I mean, ever since 2010, I think the Vikings have obviously developed a furious rivalry with them. And now that we beat them last year, very satisfying fashion in New Orleans, to see that on Christmas Day would be a great game. And you know what? I don't care about NBA's Christmas basketball.
No, fuck that. I bet on Christmas Day basketball for the first time ever last year. And I went 0-5 on a parlay. 0-5. Even when Golden State destroyed the Rockets, no one saw that coming, but it happened. So this Christmas, I will be betting on football, and you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, maybe you'll have better luck with I mean, but
yeah,
but then again, how did you do with in football in general last year, fall?
Probably went like 30% wins, so maybe you know that's better than going 0-5 in a stupid basketball parlay.
That's crazy, guy. That's bringing up memories. I remember that when you. Yeah, you betted on all the games and you went 0-5.
I didn't I didn't win I didn't win a single bet from like
Yeah, you went on a cold streak.
Thanksgiving Day to like 5 days after New Year's. It was pretty bad. It started and I was actively betting that entire time.
Yeah, it was it started with the Gophers and
Gophers Badgers.
And then I think it ended
my life
with
just
Gophers
sucked.
Auburn.
Yes, yeah.
The Gophers saved you
sucked.
Then.
My betting just sucked between that time period, which was over 2 months. So
yeah, it's freaking Wisconsin that ruined it. But those Gophers that helped lift you out of that. Like I said, when they beat Auburn,
they beat the big SEC team.
Ended that losing streak. But I think going back to Christmas Day, I think that's that. I love seeing football. I mean, I've always seen. I don't know if I've ever seen. I mean, is this the first year that? I mean, I feel like it's in my lifetime. I don't remember. Them having necessary football games on Christmas Day. They'll always move to Christmas Eve.
Never.
So
it's only been Christmas Eve.
And I think obviously this has something to do with COVID that there no people are just gonna say, fuck it, who cares? Let's just do something new this year.
Also, this just in, moms everywhere are pissed, including my mom. She's gonna be like, oh, I thought Christmas Day is the one day where we don't have to watch frickin' football.
Anything. Family time.
I guess Tej and I were watching basketball last year because we both had money down. Right. So maybe it's not going to be that big of a deal. Okay. But
you know what she means though, because not only I mean football is just much more camaraderie. I mean NBA, you might just have a bet on it or whatever. Yeah. I mean the Timberwolves aren't playing, and even if they were playing, what is their interest? Because you know they're going to get killed.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking.
But now this is NFL football, one game a week. We're playing the Saints. The Vikings, I know you're a Colts fan, but you do have an association with Minnesota, so you do have some sort of feeling to watch.
And
there.
that's going to be kind of getting closer to playoff push time. So
it's
going to be a big game either way.
Middle season NBA, Christmas Day,
who
teams
cares?
That we don't care about, Midwest at least, to Vikings Saints. I mean, near the end of the season. So, I mean, at this point, it's like, I don't care. I'm watching football. I mean, it's just the way it is. I know that my parents have gotten a little mad when I do that for just like Wild games too. Like I'll be at like a family Christmas, and if the Wild were playing that night or something, I find out they're going into an overtime or shootout. I'm like,
you bet I'm
pull
turning
my phone.
That shit on.
I'm just on my phone. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching the Wild right now. Okay. They're in a shootout.
He had to lower his voice because he's in his parents' house.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm like, I'm in a shootout, man. No, I do have to lower
shootout,
my voice,
man. Come on.
I gotta learn in a fucking shootout.
Fucking shootout right now.
But speaking of moving on to the NHL season, it's like I was mentioning when I was talking about their Twitter idiot of the week. You know, the NHL is still planning, I guess, coming back. But Gary Bettman did just announce today that no new players can sign to finish off this season. So a Kirill Kaprizov. Any dreams or hopes of him trying to the Russian sensation from him playing technically in the 2019-2020 season in this summer to finish it off, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I know some people are probably upset about that, but then again, it saves one more year on his three-year rookie.
I
think it's smart.
That's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you would have given us the option, we would have done it. But like, I'm at least kind of thankful that it's happening this way because I don't know if the team was, especially coming out of the middle of all this, you can't predict how good or bad we're going to be. And it's just, there's just too many variables. Like, I think it would have been just stupid risking one of his years on this as opposed to now giving him an off season to develop with his line and kind of
exactly.
like get into the groove of the NHL as opposed to, you know, risking an entire year on, a comeback game where we don't know what's going to happen. So I'm fine with it. It's sad. It would have been exciting, but
yeah. And then the only down thing, and I wrote a blog this past week that just says, I want Kaprizov and I want him now because this is getting, you know, every day you want this guy signed. This is the first thing we don't get nice things in Minnesota very often. Okay, folks, we just don't. And we actually have the chance on our fingertips to get something that could be a potentially great athlete. We don't get a lot of these athletes that come out of the
Russo like, saying he might be better than Ovechkin. He might be the most iconic Russian player of all time by the end of his career.
And so he's going to come to the Wild.
That doesn't happen
NHL.
In Minnesota sports.
It doesn't. We don't get players like this. We other teams get that needle in the haystack. Not saying he was a needle in the haystack, but he was a lower draft pick. A lot of teams overlooked him, and he's just really grown into a good
kind of like a Tom Brady.
Exactly, a Tom Brady.
Or Aaron Rodgers, or, you know, just the list goes on.
Yeah, exactly. My point is, Minnesota never gets guys like this, and now that the signing period keeps going more and he's not getting signed, it's because there's all these complicated stuff going into play where now the NHL season might not start till December, and he wants to play right away, but there might be a clause in his contract where if he doesn't play by a certain date in the NHL, he can go back to the KHL for another year. So I don't know what that would be, but, I mean, say it was like a November 1st date, that he, if it comes to November 1st and he still has not played a game in the NHL, and like there's a clause in his contract saying that if it comes to that date, he can opt to go back to the KHL, and the NHL doesn't start until December, that's scary talk right there. And that's why people are like, damn, we should just try to sign him, and if the season resumes, sign him now. But obviously they can't do it. But it is smart in the end where it ultimately – I don't think he'll do that. I don't know what his mindset is, but honestly, I think he wants to play in the NHL. He's probably sick of – playing in Russia.
I can't see him going back. That would just not make any sense.
He wants the American fame here.
He needs the American experience.
Glory. Yeah, he can wait a little bit. I think he's ready to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's what will happen. But it's getting scary though. It's like he almost just as a fan, you're like, sign it, man. We're gonna lose this opportunity.
Yeah, come on,
championships on our fingertips. But I did hear something about where if the NHL were to come back, and it's just like rumors. I don't think this is even coming from the NHL sources, but like there would be a lot of rules stipulated into it where like all players would have to wear face masks. There would be no tussles after.
Yeah.
After
no
whistle,
fights.
No fights.
What do you do?
Okay.
Hockey than no hockey.
You can do no fights, but the tussles after a whistle or something, you can't stop that.
You can't drop
and
that.
If they start penalizing people over that bullshit, that sucks. And they're going to have like guys 3 feet off each other at like the wingers and stuff. So they can't be up with each other, pushing each other. You're kind of taking away the physicality of the game. I'd still rather have them play than have those rules kind of suck. When I see those rumors flying around, it's like, well, shit. It's like, if you're going to come back strong. And we had a lot of hockey guys come on the Soda Stream throughout the weekend saying, you know, don't come back if you can't do it right or finish it right or whatever. If you can't have fans, you know, there's many opinions, but I think a lot of people would love to just see hockey come back, honestly. Yep. And we would love to see all sports come back.
Well, I mean, hey, fishing's back.
Oh yeah. I gotta say fishing is one thing that saved me, is that I was looking forward to fishing opener this weekend because it's the second Christmas in Minnesota. It's like, again, you know, you got quarantine, you got to sit inside, but fishing opener in this great state of Minnesota happened this weekend. And man, it was interesting for me. I mean, I ended up finally getting out on the lake eventually, but Saturday morning, you know, Friday night, I drive up, I got the boat ready. I got the boat attached to my trailer. I got the poles ready. I bought all the tackle I needed before I came up, got the pole set up. We get down to the lake, or a good lake we wanted to go out. It was a perfect morning. It was like 45, 50 degrees, sunny, really no wind. Like, whatever, we're bundled up, get down to the dam, boat landing, put the boat in, motor doesn't start. Turns on for a few seconds, 3 or 4 seconds, just turning over. It goes on for 3 or 4 seconds, cuts out. And then I see, I go to pump like a fuel bubble to get gas into the motor. And that's supposed to get hard, signifying gas is in the motor. It's staying soft. Yeah, right. It's gotta stay hard. But I mean, long story short, motor wasn't getting gas. See it leaking. We see a glossy glaze over the water around us. Like, oh shit, we're like gonna ruin this lake. This is bad. But we're like, okay, I'm just gonna turn it off completely because I was messing with it. So it's not gonna leak anymore. So we decided to pull down an electric trolling motor in the front of the boat, which is slow. But we're like, fuck it. I drove all the way up here. I'm not going back. Screw this. Let's just go out there. And we put the trolling motor down. Of course, the trolling motor is way too long for how shallow it was. So I had to hold it up as I'm like,
that's what she said.
Yep. Plenty of those jokes in here, by the way, but just as funny as this whole situation, but we get out to our spot after like 30 minutes. Cause it's a damn slow motor. It's a small motor. We still see just glossy glazed like oil around our freaking boat. And we're like, fuck, we gotta go in. We're just gonna pollute this. We're gonna ruin this lake. So
we're gonna kill all the fish that we're trying to catch.
We're trying to catch fish. We're gonna ruin this lake. And then we we go back in and I realize, yeah, fuck, we got to load this boat. It's a big, I mean, it's a big boat, you know, that we have.
It's a big boat and it's a big load, right?
It's a big boat and a big load.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
That's what she said. And I got to try to load it onto the trailer without the motor, the firepower of the motor. So I have to try to like, I had to step knee deep in the water and it's 45 degrees out. The water is like so damn cold. And I'm just hauling, pushing the boat up on the motor, get out. And I have to raise the motor up so it doesn't grind on the cement as I pull up. That wasn't working. The trim, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Eventually, everything is breaking. Go back. Turns out it wasn't that big
of a
deal.
That's probably the closest you ever got to a Bubba moment where you were probably like, I'm so fucking done with this shit. I'm just going to go home and pack her in.
Oh, exactly. But the thing is, except Alex would have went home. I had dedication. I had my dad help me help. We looked at it. Turns out nothing was really leaking. It just, there was a small like air pocket in the actual fuel bubble or whatever. That's why it wasn't getting hard. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
We fixed it, went out that night on the lake. It was fine. We did notice a little bit, it was near the end of the night and it was getting like 30 degrees. We did notice the motor kind of struggled to start a little bit. We're like, whatever, we got it on. Next morning we go out, we're prepared. We go back to the same lake we went out on Saturday morning. Sunday morning we go out. Like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah, the motor was working great yesterday. Motor doesn't start.
Oh, really,
it doesn't even turn over.
Gotta love that.
I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Turns out it was a battery issue. Battery issue now. The battery lost power even though it was fully charged, like the night before. So I don't know what was going on. And I had to, like, switch all the wires around, put it on a new battery, which isn't meant for the starting up the motor. But I just said, screw it. My dad's like, you might lose power in that. You might be stuck in like, I'm like, no, I don't care anymore.
I'm so fucking done with this
I literally was saying that. I'm so done with this shit. And I literally like kind of like busted up my finger right there.
Oh yeah. It's a battle wound.
Yeah. Battle wound, picking up the big battery there. And I actually knocked it down on my finger there. Surprised it didn't, chop the finger off there, but anyway, you know, I still got out in the lake, got a couple fish and, my big weekends, though, for fishing are definitely like Memorial Weekend coming up in 2 weeks. So I'll get the kinks out now, and then we'll go. But, I mean, that was just – and it's just like – and it was started to snow, too. And it's like, this is just a hell of a fishing opener weekend.
Yeah.
Only in Minnesota, though.
No. In Minnesota during the middle of a pandemic would you get shitty weather for a fishing opener.
Yeah. And the weather was actually fine. Well, that's the thing. The weather was fine in the morning. Like I said, it was 45 degrees sunny, but I should say it started snowing as soon as we figured out the motor and it was just like coming down hard. It's like, well, fuck.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. But it was an interesting weekend, nonetheless. But it was still fun. You know, going to be plenty more weekends. Hopefully there'll be more funny stories. This makes entertainment for you guys. Hopefully my misery makes you laugh, brings a smile to your face. I think there definitely will be. It might be more drunken stories. What sucks is that the local bar up where we go up, where we have a seasonal campsite where we go up fishing and everything, the local bar was closed, of course, because of COVID, and that's usually a fun spot. Couldn't get smashed there. And drink away the pain of not being able to get out fishing opener morning, but I still made a good time of it. And
yeah, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. But I mean, it's still got up, enjoyed the great outdoors, but it is what it is. But yeah, it was annoying, but to say the least.
Yeah.
But I ramble on too long about that, but it's, I just hope it brings a smile to your face, even though I was frustrated as all hell. I was pissed. Furious.
Naturally.
It was just infuriating. Naturally. I was a full Bubba. I'm just so done with this shit.
I just can't fucking do this
I can't do this anymore.
I'm so done with this bullshit.
Can't do this. Yeah.
All right.
I think that
is that a show?
I think that wraps the show. I think that's a good way to end it. Going off on my misery and my pain, but I think this was still a fully loaded show. We're still talking about some.
We're still kicking it.
We've been going strong here for almost 2 months in this quarantine with no sports, and we still come up with great ideas and topics to bring you in our wonderful weekly Minnesota Rundown episodes. Because there's still, if you look through the cracks, man, there's still plenty of funny, dumb, stupid things to talk about. Society is a magical place and you can always find something to discuss and talk about. And we always find the best ways to do that. You have any final closing thoughts there, Jackson?
No, I don't. That's it.
I think we got everything off our chest. I think we just like talked ourselves to death here. But anyway, guys, if you want to check us out again on social media, follow anything for any updates, especially when we come out. We're going to come out from this day forward. So we did starting Monday, but we're going to come out with an interview a day from the Soda Stream. So follow us on Twitter at 10,000 Takes MN. Also Instagram at 10,000 Takes, Facebook 10,000 Takes, as well as go on YouTube 10,000 Takes to look up any of our videos, especially that Bubba eating challenge is up there.
That's up now. Go check that out. It's hilarious.
Go watch that. But guys, just follow us on all social media. Just stay up with any updates for any content updates, anything we do, especially for those Soda Stream interviews. A lot of those are very interesting. All of them are interesting, but just stay tuned. We come out with one of them per day. There are definitely some interesting ones. There's some good ones, but just stay tuned. We'll be coming out with one of them a day in order from when they were scheduled from Friday to Sunday of that Soda Stream weekend. So make sure to follow us on social media and all the pages I'd mentioned before. But that will wrap another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. I am JJ, the journalist Jake, the best damn journalist to ever do it until I'm not. I added that recently because I'm not always the best damn journalist. And then, of course, we have Boss Man.
I've self-proclaimed myself as the new the best up-and-coming journalist in Minnesota, even though I only get 29 page views on most blogs. So just remember that one too.
You're the best upcoming journalist until you're not.
Until I just don't blog. So there's that, you know.
Until you just don't blog, like Boss Man blogs. I mean, that was going strong, and then you just
coronavirus killed that.
Coronavirus. Okay, I know. You know what? I'm just so dumb with this.
You know what? I'm the punching bag at the Take. And if you guys want to keep punching me, I made a Twitter account. Yeah, Bubba's got Bubbaisms.
Yeah,
I guess.
He created a Bubbaisms Twitter. Go check it out.
God knows what reason why that exists. His entire normal Twitter is just a Bubbaism, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Well, he has a personal Twitter for his name, Alex Barcos. He'll get pissed. Why do you say my full name? I don't care. It's on Twitter. And then he also has a Bubba Breakdown one. Now he creates a Bubbaisms.
Yeah.
So I don't get
it. Bubba Network is pretty confusing, so we're going to have to wait and see if that simplifies itself.
We need to just create our own brand, the Bubba Network.
Yeah.
And they all fall under the Bubba Network or something like that, and just bring entertainment to the people.
Yeah.
But anyways, everybody, have a wonderful week. Stay safe. You know, keep hoping for sports coming back. You know, it's going to be back here soon. Hopefully we got baseball here coming soon, but just stay strong, stay safe, and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do to drink, keep drinking, man. But anyway, this is another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Have a good week, everybody. Peace out.
See you guys later. Take care.